Okay. Did you have a fireplace in the house you grew up in, the picture you drew me?
We sure did.
Did you tell me how you made a fire in it?
It was a double fireplace.
Hmm.
We had a double one. You know, we used to call them in my time then, they used to call what you call a stack chimney. Our family was so big, my dad was so large, my dad always did look for a house that had a double fireplace so we could have two rooms, fire on each side, so everybody could get around the fire. And we made it with just pine wood, coal oil we'd buy to get it started. Sometime we would, and very seldom, because we live so far out in the country, we mostly used, we would get what you call kiln
mm-hmm.
to start it with. And we didn't call it kiln then, though we called it glider.
Ah.
Glider knots.
Is that like lightwood?
Uh-huh, it's a pine. It's a wood that's a pine that gets real, what we used to call fat. It drips tar, you know, rosin.
Do you ever call it fatty kindling?
Yeah, that's what we call it.
Let's see. You talked about having that stacked chimney.
Mm-hmm.
If you saw a chimney on an industrial plant, the real tall ones, would you call that a chimney or would you have another name for it? You know, those great big... smoke comes out of them. Smokestack, maybe, rather than chimney?
Maybe so.
Usually
they are not put up with brick. They are mostly put up with those look like aluminum, steel, you know,
cylinders. What did you call that place on the fireplace that was open in the very front and it was still stoned over? Right out in front of where the logs.
We just always call it the fireplace.
Might have called it the hearth.
We just call it the. See, inside, you know how a fireplace is made, where you put your firewood. What we put our wood on, we call it a fire dog.
Mm-hmm.
And we put that inside of the place where you build your fire. And out from there, we call that the fireplace, you know.
Oh, I see.
Right,
so you would never call it a hearth?
No, we just called it fireplace.
So you'd never say it was a... I'm going to try to get you to say this word, hearth.
No, we never said it was a hearth.
Okay. You talked about building your... putting your logs on fire dogs.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever call those andirons? Does that mean anything to you to do with fireplace stuff?
No, we always just call them fire irons and fire dogs, you know.
Above fireplaces sometimes is a board, and some people set little knickknacks or family pictures or something. Did you have a name for that?
Yeah, we always call it the mantelpiece.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When you built your fire, was there one piece of wood that was big and had the bark on it? One big piece in particular?
Oh, yeah. We always carried that wood, had that wood after we got the fire started. We called them oak logs.
Okay. When the fire would burn down, there'd be some little flaky-like things left. They're kind of gray.
And we always call that ashes.
Ashes.